In this video, we're going to look at another example of the kinds of solutions that you can create with Sandbox Solutions, just to show kind of the breadth of possibilities. In particular, we're going to create a solution that's going to deploy a list, and it'll do so by deploying some site columns, some content types based on those site columns, and then finally a list instance based on that content type, just as an example of how you can deploy a list via Sandbox Solution. In this video, I'm going to deploy a list via Sandbox Solution. So you can see here's my on-prem site that I use for all my development. If I go to the lists library, you can see I have announcements, calendars, links, and tasks. So I want to create a new Sandbox Solution that's going to deploy a product list into my site. And I'll do all my development on-premise, and then I'll do the final verification by uploading that solution to SharePoint Online. Let's go into Visual Studio. If I say File, New, Project, and let's call this project Lists and Schemas. Okay, and I'll save that to the lab directory. If you're following along with the lab in the training kit, we'll do this into folder 2.2. So we're going to create an empty SharePoint site. List and Schemas. Again, I'm going to go to the Labo2 site and mark it as a Sandbox Solution, so I know that Visual Studio will help me along with IntelliSense and compilation support. And now I have my empty SharePoint solution defined as a Sandbox Solution. So what's next? Well, I want to create a content type that I can base my list on. So I'll just go ahead and say Add New Item. I'll select Content Type. I'm going to name that content type product and click Add. Now you can see that Visual Studio will ask me what base content type I'd like to base this on. So I'll go ahead and base on item, so I pick up all the fields that are in the base item. And then next I'd like to actually define some site columns that I'm going to use within this particular content type. In fact, let's just call the content type product, get rid of the project name. And then I'm going to insert a couple of site columns. So the first one's going to be named product description with a display name of product description. It's going to be type text or multi-line text. Next one's going to be product ID with a display name of product ID, and it's going to be number. Okay, once I've defined those two site columns, I want to use them within my content type. So I'm going to go down here to the field refs element and add a new instance of some field refs based on, you know, the GUIDs of the content types that I added above, right? The one for product description and product ID. And then I'm going to just go ahead and reference the title field and call that product name. Okay? So that is my content type. I'm going to go ahead and just save everything. And now I want to create a list definition based on that content type. So I'll say Add New Item. And again, Visual Studio has helped me along not only with creating the right references and creating implementing the right schemas, but helping along with, you know, the designer support for the schemas and so on. So I'll say list definition from content type, and I'm going to go ahead and call this product list. Again, when I click Add, it's going to ask me what the display name should be, and I'll just call it product list, and it'll ask me what content type I'd like to base this off of. And of course, I'm going to base it off of product that I just created. And I'll leave this box checked, says add a list instance for this list definition, because again, my final solution is going to be the site columns, the content type, and an actual instance of the list. So I click Finish. Now within this content type product list, I want to give it a unique type, and that type has to be over 10,000, which is reserved for, you know, content types within SharePoint or built into SharePoint. So I'm just going to go 10,001. It needs to be, you know, unique within the solution and above 10,000. So I'm going to have it go ahead and be displayed on the quick launch. I'm going to give it a display name of product list and so on. Okay. Once I have that, I'm actually going to go through and use the schema file that's created in order to define, you know, what columns I want to show up in the individual view. So you can see here that the content type is referenced, you know, product, and it references it by GUID. All of my field refs are being pulled through. It was created for me by Visual Studio. What fields I'm using, product description and product ID, again, pulled through from the content type. And then I want to go down into my views. The first view, base view 0, is the mobile view. I want to add some field refs there. So here's the first field ref, just the link title no menu. Okay, I'm going to add another couple of field refs just so I can show the product description and the product ID. And just make sure when you're doing this, if you're doing this by hand, that you make sure that all the GUIDs match up with the site columns that you've defined and the content type that you defined. Okay, I'll go down to the normal view of the list, right? The base ID or base view ID 1. And again, I'm going to go ahead and add the field refs here. They're going to be the same field refs before that I did before. Just so they show up in the view. And you can see here I've already got a couple of here. I'll have a column for attachments and a column for a link that represents the title. Okay. So once I have that, I can actually go into my list instance. I'm actually going to rename this to be products. And this will actually be the list that my end users see. And again, I'm going to go into elements.xml. And the only thing that I really need to do here is make sure that that template type matches the type that I defined the product list or defined the list definition as. And I'll get rid of these guys just so it's a little easier to see our list in the quick launch bar and so on. Now once I have this, I'm going to go ahead and just hit F6 to make sure everything builds correctly. And now I can go ahead and F5 and use the F5 debugging support just to make sure that my list instance gets pushed out to SharePoint on-premise, or my local instance of SharePoint. I'll do all my confirmation, my debugging, my confirmation testing there. And then once I've done that, I have a package that I can create to deploy up to SharePoint Online. Let's go ahead and hit F5. It'll bring up a new instance of IE against the site that I said that I wanted to use for debugging. I'll go site actions, site settings. Let's go to site columns. Let's go see, make sure those two columns showed up. Just scroll down. There we go. So my custom columns, product description and product ID. And you can see they're defined a single line of text and number as we'd expect. If I look at site content types, again, custom content types, and under that heading I have a product. If I click on that, you can see the title, the product description, the product ID that I had defined based on those site columns again. Okay, and if we go under lists, you can see here's the product list. If I add a new item, I'll just call it widget, and product description, everybody loves widgets. And then I'll give it a product ID of 101 and save it. You can see that the view is defined based on the work that I did within the schema. So here's the link title, here's the description, and here's the product ID. Okay, so that's my solution, just pushing a list out to SharePoint. Now, when I want to actually go and deploy this to SharePoint Online, it's just a sandbox solution. So I go ahead and just package it. So now I want to actually upload this solution to SharePoint Online and just confirm that everything's working as I'd expect it to be in the cloud. So I'll go over to my SharePoint Online site, go to the top level site, go site actions, site settings, go over to the solution gallery and let's go ahead and upload the solution. So I'll click on solutions, click the upload solution tab. Let's go to that solution that I just created. So we'll go source before, list and schemas, bin, debug, and there's my WSP file. I'll go ahead and activate it, and then go over to the site that I want to actually activate the feature on. You can see here that it's just the calendar and task list listed here. So let's go ahead and do site actions, site settings, and activate the feature. So I click on site actions, manage site features, and then here's lists and schemas feature one. I'll click activate. And again, it deploys the site columns, the content type, and then finally the list definition and list instance. So I can again define, you know, the widget. Everybody loves widgets. And there's my list deployed as a sandbox solution up in the cloud with SharePoint Online. So just a matter of, you know, working declaratively in the schemas to define site columns, content type based on those site columns, a list definition based on the content type, and then finally a list instance. As you can see here, just by uploading the WSP with those definitions defined via the various SharePoint schemas, I have a list and I can include that in part of my solution.